Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. So the beginning of Shishi is known to us from the Tanis Tzibor. So the Ramban asks the obvious question, right? What are the things in the Torah from this point on that are greater, than Kriyas Yamsuf and Ma'amid Har Sinai? Right, sort of like a downhill trajectory, not in the, the completely depressing sense of that term, but there's nothing in the Torah which, rivals Yetzias Mitzrayim and Ma'amid Har Sinai, etc. So the Ramban argues is that the niflos that are being referred to, neged kol amcha, es niflos, asher lo nivru b'chol arz b'chol agayim, v'ra'a chol am asher atav ikirbog, es ma'asei Hashem kinurahu, asher ani oseimach, has a very particular and distinctive, I would also say counterintuitive meaning. Aval nivru nasi yimayim tchila yosir k'dalos al shenin yirmoz al shchon hashchina bahem. Vel hel yoso yimosha l'chavu l'sifaris b'nela muvam nifla. Kashra amar v'niflinu. V'akadosh baruch hu yirenu nifla'os mitaraso. So amazing. So the Ramban says this doesn't have to do with national, miracles, but number one, the general sense of the Hashra'as Hashchina, the ongoing Hashra'as Hashchina. The second point is that, it's specifically being done with Moshe Rabbeinu, sort of like the intensive Hashra'as Hashchina to which he is Zoche. The Sfarno has, I think, an extraordinary interpretation. It doesn't say so explicitly, but I have an idea as to where, what motivated this. So the Sfarno notes that, same kind of a problem, what are the niflos being, referred to? And he says the following, Ra cholam asher atah v'kirbo, amna ma'aseh Hashem menorah l'nei cholam lo yeh, zulasi l'nei oso ha'am asher atah v'kirbo, she'yiros ma'aseh Hashem. Not everybody is going to appreciate this, so what is being alluded to? So he says, hinei anochi kores bris, lios b'kir b'chem. Kamaram, this is the Gemara Megillah, Gal Bavel Shechina Imahem, Gal Le'elam Shechina Imahem, Neged Kolam Chas, and Niflos, Kshayis Palu Al Yedei Midos Halalu, is a reference to the Yud Gimel Midos. So that is to say that the Nifla, Shebe Niflos, is not the Kriyas Yamsov, is not the Ma'amid Har Sinai, is not the Makos. The Niflos, Shelo Nivru B'chol Arz V'chol Agoyim, is the idea of ongoing Hashra'as Hashchina, Shchinta Begalusa, Imo Anochi V'tzara, Bechol Tzarasam Lo Tzar. This whole concept has never been demonstrated, has never been manifest before. Asher Lo Nivru B'chol Aretz V'chol HaGoyim, and it will emerge when people, at the brink of annihilation, daven with Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. Dehainu, according to the Sforno, this is all a direct result of the Cheda Egel. What the Cheda Egel demonstrated, it was a proof of concept for the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with Klal Yisrael could be on the precipice, could be on the very edge of the abyss, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina could thence be restored. And that would become a model, halavai it wasn't necessary, of Galul Bavel Shechina Imahem, V'shav Hashem Mokech HaShvuzcha V'heshiv Lo Ne'amar El V'shav, Ki'ilu shav ba'atzmo, nigla imahem. So the Sfarno is really taking the idea of the Egel Hazav as a proof of concept that Klal Yisrael could be facing the abyss. Because Baruch Hu, once he agreed to the model or the paradigm of v'niflinu anivyam cham mikolam asher al pnei adama, v'gamis adavar hazeh asher dibarta asek imatzas achein b'nai v'ayda acham b'shem, of agreeing to continue the relationship, the direct relationship. So that was an inalienable feature, something that would then express itself throughout the history of Klal Yisrael. And in that sense, what's really fascinating about the Cheda Egel is in as much as we suffer the consequences of Dori Doros, of Yom Pakti Ufakati Aleichem Chatoschem, right? At the same time, we benefit, concomitantly, we benefit from that model that we... total destruction has been ruled out, Erev Mini Vash Midaim, and that we always have this model of a relationship restored.